Three Letters by Josephine Cox. Read by Carol Boyd. Dear reader, it never ceases to amaze and touch me deeply when I read your wonderful and very honest letters. I hope you can confide in me whenever you feel lonely or sad. And as ever, I will always reply as soon as I can. For those of you going through a very difficult time, I hope things will be all right, and I do understand and listen. For now, my thoughts are with you. All my love, Joe. For Casey, my love will always be with you, son. And if it's possible, I will be ever by your side, watching and guiding you. When you're worried and sad of heart, you might hear the softest rush of sound about you. It'll be me, come to encourage and help you. Be brave, my son. Follow your heart, and know always that I love you. Part 1. Blackburn, March 1958. Lies. Chapter 1.
Right, lads, time to finish up.
The foreman's voice echoed through the factory.
We've all got better things to do than hang round here, so come on, chop chop.
Grateful to be at the end of another week, the men heard Bill Townsend's instructions and the machines were quickly switched off. Tormented by his thoughts, Tom Denton had not heard the instructions and he continued to grade the metal parts as they travelled along the conveyor belt.
Wake up, lad, the foreman shouted. It's time to go, unless you want to spend the weekend here.
Tom acknowledged the order with a nod of the head. He switched off the machine, quickly stacked the graded tools into a packing case, then collected his bag. Hurrying down the gangway, he fell in with the other men, their voices creating an eerie echo as they chattered amongst themselves. Marching towards the door, their heavy boots made a comforting, rhythmic sound against the concrete floor.
I can't wait to get home, said one. I've a meaty hot pot waiting for me.
One of the men chuckled.
A meaty hot pot, eh? What's that you have for your dinner?
His cheeky comment created a roar of laughter amongst his workmates. Waiting with the men's wage packets, Bill Townsend focused his attention on Tom, a quiet young man in his early 30s. From starting work as an apprentice at the age of 14, he had proved himself to be a hard worker, thoroughly reliable and greatly respected by his colleagues. He was also popular, with his kindly nature and easy smile, even though, for the sake of his son, he was made to tolerate a shameful situation at home, a situation which, unbeknown to Tom, was common gossip in the local community. He had two great loves in his life. One was his music. The other was young Casey, the son he doted on. He was more than willing to pass the time of day during the short break, especially with his mate Len, who was the mechanic that kept the machines in top working order, though today Len was off work, having three of his teeth out. Bill wondered about Tom, having noticed how quiet he had been of late. His smile was not so quick, and his shoulders were hunched as though carrying the weight of the world. Having heard the latest gossip in the neighbourhood, Bill had a good idea what was playing on Tom's mind, but it was not for him to interfere, and more importantly, Tom would not thank him for it. As far as he was concerned, any friction between a man and his wife was for them to deal with. Others could mind their own business. Just then, sensing that he was being watched, Tom looked up to see Bill staring at him. Feeling uncomfortable at having been caught out, Bill gave him a quick smile and hurriedly returned to his paperwork. No doubt that woman has been giving him grief again. Like everyone else, Bill was aware of the gossip. Tom guessed what was going through Bill's mind, as it must be going through the mind of every man jack on the factory floor. He had long suspected they were aware of his unhappy marital situation. In fact, he was sure the whole of Blackburn must know about his wife's sordid affairs by now. Whenever he tackled her about seeing other men, she always denied it. But occasionally the evidence betrayed her. A trusted neighbour might tell him, or he might catch a glimpse of her in the street on the arm of some stranger, and once he came home to find a man's wallet lying...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?